your best advice was that we really just needed to stop and focus and really not drop five balls, but focus on one in particular.
But finding the right people, as Mark pointed out, no one can do the job as good as you. That's the simple fact of it. So you'll have to find someone who you can train to be you here in Australia to look after that market.
One, two.
Welcome to the Redefining Sales podcast, where we reimagine and redefine sales in a digital world. Welcome to the Redefining Sales podcast. My name's Abby White. I'm the CEO of Sales Redefined and your host for the Redefining Sales podcast. Now, this week's podcast is a little bit different and a little bit special. I have got two amazing guests with you who are going to be sharing their recent mentoring experience. And I think this is really great at this time of year as we're starting to get into FY24 planning and starting to actually consider some of the advice that they recently got on their mentoring opportunity. Now, let me explain the background a little bit further. As part of an ongoing partnership to support small business, American Express and Qantas Business Rewards teamed up for a mentoring initiative. And they brought together competition winners. And I'm going to be introducing you to Jenny and Mark, our competition winners, with business gurus. The business gurus was Mark Boris, chairman of Yellow Brick Road. And many of us know him from his time on Celebrity Apprentice. And then also with myself from Sales Redefined. And hopefully you know me by now. And so what we really did was the most incredible experience. We started off in Sydney and then we flew in business class and did mentoring at 35,000 feet in business class over to Melbourne. We then spent time in the Qantas Business Lounge in Melbourne, had a lovely lunch, got more opportunity to all mentor and discuss Jenny and Mark's businesses together and then fly back. So it was a really, really fantastic initiative from Qantas and American Express. So let me tell you a little bit about the two different recipients to set the scene before we dive into what were their takeaways, what was Mark's takeaways from Mark Boris and Jenny's takeaways from me. And there's some really, really common themes that emerge that I think will be fantastic to help you with FY24 goal setting at this point in time. So Mark founded a business called L&W Sports, which was established in 1998. And really, he looks all around communication in that sporting industry. What Mark was interested in was to ask Mark Boris more around the export markets and expanding into the US. I was paired with the lovely Jenny, who is the founder of Garlicious Grown, which is a farm-based business in New South Wales. And Jenny co-founded it alongside her business partner, Kathy, 8 years ago now. And we really talked to Jenny about their growth opportunity from here, some of their priorities. Jenny was doing lots of different, fantastic different routes to market, but really focusing on which ones had the highest potential for them. And we really built our conversation there around building her sales strategy of where to from here. So we'll get stuck straight into the conversation with Mark and Jenny to understand what were their biggest takeaways from working alongside myself and Mark Boris, mentoring at 35,000 feet on the Qantas and American Express program. Mark, Jenny, welcome to the Redefining Sales podcast. I am so excited to see you guys both again and have you on. Welcome.
Thanks for having us, Abby.
Yeah, thanks, Abby. It's fantastic to be here.
So obviously, I know all about your businesses after spending an amazing day mentoring with you guys up in the air. But our lovely audience would love to know. So maybe I'll start with you, Mark. Can you tell us in your words a little bit about the business?
Okay, so we're a sports communications company, L&W Sports Communications. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that a little bit later. But basically, our company provides communications equipment for referees and umpires to use on the field. So they're talking to each other. So the central referee talks to the assistant referees or the touch judges, depending on what type of sport they are. And then we also have coaches listening in, and then that audio gets broadcast through television as well. So that's the core basis of the business, but we are expanding a little bit outside of the sports communications.
And we're going to have to talk about that Steal the thunder. I know we're going to circle back and talk about that one around some of the expansion plans. Jenny, yes. The lovely Jenny, I have now got my son trained on black garlic, as you've seen, because I've sent you videos of my son saying, "Is that black garlic?" which is hilarious. I now spot it wherever I go because you've just trained my brain. Talk to us a little bit about the business.
I'm very proud of you and your son, Abby. Yes, so my business partner and I started Garlicious Grown, which is a black garlic company. And for the majority of people, including yourself, before we met Abby, most people have never heard of black garlic. So just to fill you in, black garlic isn't a variety, it's actually a process. So we start with really great white garlic and we hold it at low temperature, high humidity for 30 days and it naturally oxidizes. So it changes everything about the garlic, not just the color. So it changes the taste, the texture, the flavor. The health benefit is much greater than fresh garlic. And the most important thing to get across to consumers is what you do with it, because it is like a new ingredient. It's not an alternative to fresh garlic. And the biggest bonus that most people are curious about is that it doesn't give you garlic breath.
That is a big bonus. It really is. I had garlic bread last night and I regretted it this morning. Like, whereas garlic, you don't have that.
No, exactly. No, so no garlic breath and you get 10 times the antioxidants of raw garlic. So it's a win-win. I mean, we probably focus more on the gourmet food world, but it, for a lot of people, they buy it as a health product as well. So it's a fun product to sell, but it also feels good because we're doing people a benefit.
Love it. Love it. And like I said, I've got a 4-year-old trained on it now. So, you know,
it's well done.
It's an easy conversation now. So actually, before I dive into your top takeaways, because I'm really keen to just hear some of your top takeaways from your experience and things that our audience might also be inspired that might likewise apply to their business. But actually, I've got to stop and backtrack and ask you about the competition first. When you entered versus then getting the email through to go, yep, you've won, you're going to be mentored by either me or Mark Boris. Obviously, you know, Jenny, I was totally, you know, better than Mark Boris, obviously. Like, I really want to get your reaction. So I've got to start with you, Mark. Did you fall off your chair? Like, did you think you were in with a shot?
No, to be honest. Look, I saw the competition come up on the American Express because obviously I get their emails as well. And I thought, well, you know what? I like the guy. And I looked at you both, to be honest, but I thought, Mark's where he is in the role that he plays in business and how he expanded and he moved, well, he changed directions in a lot of his business, even though it's still in the finance. So I looked at him, I went, this is the guy who's been there, he's done that. I'm in we're similar ages too, to be honest. And I thought, well, he's the guy that's probably going to give me the direction. So that's why I chose Mark, to be honest. And I knew you were more for sales and we do sales, but it was the direction of the business that I was looking to change. So, and when the email came, I actually got a phone call and I was helping a friend doing a little bit of work and we'd already drilled a hole through a pipe, not me, him. And I had my finger in the hole of the pipe, stopping the water from coming out. I got a call from American Express and they said, oh, look, we want to talk to you about, look, I can't talk right now. And it wasn't until I got home later that night that I saw the email and it just blew me away. I said to my wife, I won the competition. She went, yes. What? And even she couldn't believe it. So, and it really set up the whole thing for looking forward to the day and everything else. And then we did the prep work and all that sort of stuff. So it was just, I mean, look, I never thought in my wildest dream that I would win. But when I found out, I thought, well, this is it. I'm going to make this every opportunity because this is just fantastic.
Yeah, it is it was such a super cool experience. I think Amex and Qantas, you know, the concept of mentoring at 35,000 feet and, you know, that as a bit of a prize for being a Qantas Business Rewards customer is pretty, pretty epic and up there. So no, I can agree with that one. It's pretty special. Jenny, what about your lovely self in terms of, did you think you were in with a shot?
Oh, look, not what for 1 minute, Abby, because to be honest, it was just late one afternoon and I saw I do always read my Amex emails. So you know how we all get 1,000 emails and there's a lot that you delete, but I do always read them. And so I read it and I thought, oh, well, I might just, it was almost like a good opportunity to practice your sales pitch in a way, or your elevator pitch, because you had to work out what to say in a relatively concise way. And so definitely it was just, I did it in 15 minutes, set and forget, didn't give it another thought until one afternoon, and when I was a bit like you, Mark, absolutely flat out, and the phone rang, and half the time you think, oh, I don't know that number, am I going to answer it? And I did, and you know, initially I thought, oh, what's this woman trying to sell me? And then when she said she was from Amex and that I'd entered a competition, I was totally blown away. And when I got off the phone and went and told Kathy, my business partner, it was certainly in a great deal of shock. So, yes, I was very excited, though, because I thought it was absolutely going to be nothing but a huge benefit, which it definitely was. So I'm very grateful.
Oh, awesome. I love that. It's funny when you enter competitions, you just sort of almost forget you've applied and totally. Your chance of getting it, so minimal.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, for sure. And particularly when there wasn't a lot of, you know, it was like, oh, we'll just write as much as you like and or as little as you like. And so there wasn't a lot of guidelines about, or it wasn't an onerous task to fill it in. So you thought, oh, yeah, well, we've done that now. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll wait for the next Amex email about something else.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was you had a good application, actually.
So, oh, thank you.
It was good. I liked it. So I've got to talk about some of your top takeaways. So Mark and Mark, which really confused me at first. Like, oh, gosh, that's going to be confusing. So you were paired with the amazing Mark Boris. Obviously, I think most of us know Mark Boris. So it's, like, pretty epic to be able to spend time with Mark unpacking your business. You know, it's kind of that money can't buy experience to sort of sit down with Mark as part of this competition. If you had to wrap up, you know, hours of talking into sort of your top few takeaways, what do you think were your biggest aha moments and takeaways from that mentoring session?
I think the first thing was first impressions. We've seen Mark on television, you know, heard him on his podcasts. So I had a fair background of who he was, and, you know, and he's an important guy. He's done very well in business. But I think the first impression was that when we first met, just how warm and friendly and how open he was. I mean, it felt like, and I said it to him, it didn't feel like he was doing a job. He was there, genuinely felt like he was there going to help. And that was right from the get-go. And I think moving from that point on, he'd done a little bit of research. I'd sent through a little bit of information about my business, but he was very interested in knuckling it right down, taking it right down to the bare bones to really analyze what sort of work we do, because it's an unusual business. There's not a lot of people doing it. And he thought about the questions that he wanted to ask. So he'd obviously done research. You know, he was thinking about how can I help? And then he was taking it from that level. So I looked at it and went, this guy's genuinely interested, which was great. So it made the conversation really natural as well, because we both have a little bit of a, because I'm a rugby league referee, he's involved with rugby league at the Roosters. So we had some commonality there as well. But from a takeaway point of view, what I was looking to do was to look at where can we expand our business? Because we were looking to go into the US, and I had a couple of things that I wanted to pitch to him from a business perspective. And they were the big takeaways, that he listened to those takeaways and then he guided me around to where I came up with the answers, but he was the one who was actually guiding me towards the answers. So I think he always knew that where the business was going was right, and then he just needed to steer me in the directions. Big takeaway was, he said, you're working too hard, trying to do too much. So we took that away. Yep. And we've employed someone now. So we've got someone helping. So that was the first thing. Second thing was, we looked at how the business is going to transform. So we wanted to expand out of sports communications as well. So I pitched to him a new name. So from now on, we'll be RF Audio, which is sort of a bit of a play, because a lot of our radios are called Ref Audio something or other. So RF is also stands for radio frequency. So we changed the name so we've got a trading name to RF Audio, and it's now powered by L&W Sports Communication. So, and it's a little bit easier to say when you answer the phone. So we liked that. And then we were talking about expansion in the US. So we've started that process. We've basically got some leads into that area. So I changed direction a little bit, pivoting is what he talks about. So I pivoted away from the track that we were on and just went on a slightly different tangent to change the direction how we went into the States. So, and we're looking towards that. We're just in the infancies of that, building that up. But from another perspective, by having additional help, obviously our sales are booming at the moment. So it's been interesting, just the small changes, a little bit more social media, a little bit more action involved with that. And I think that's they're sort of the big things that's really made a difference just stepping forward, just even those last few months.
I love that, you know, for me it's kind of interesting when you mentor someone just generally in life that, you know, the most rewarding thing ever is when you then catch up with someone and they've done all this stuff and you're like, yes. And I know myself with my mentor, when I want to meet up with my mentor, ironically, I'm meeting her in a few hours. You want to make sure that you've done stuff and you've got value from it and you've put it into action. And so I love the fact that, you know, already you've gone and employed someone, already you've seen benefit from that. You've doubled down on the US strategy, because that's ultimately what makes all of this worthwhile is, you know, and the whole purpose of it was, how do we get small business is absolutely thriving and support small businesses to grow. So the fact you've executed on it, that's the hard bit, is going and putting it into practice. And you know, when you get back home and you haven't got Mark Boris over your shoulder, is making sure that it's actually then happening and seeing the light of day.
True. And that was really good, because I knew that he was always there in the background, you know. And he said to me, even at the end of the day, look, if you need some additional help, send me an email, you know, and track through, and I will follow up a little bit further with him. Obviously, we're going to catch up last week, but he had a seminar that's been postponed for some reason. So I haven't had a chance to chat to him about that. But I will follow up with him, because he, like I said, he was genuinely interested anyhow. And it'll just be a refresher again, just to make sure that he's pushing me in the right directions again.
Yeah, I love that. And Jenny, what were your sort of, no pressure, given that I was mentoring you, so you've got more pressure than Mark in this conversation. What were some of your top takeaways from the time we spent together?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was much like Mark in that you were so warm, Abby, that it was kind of like I felt like I'd known you forever in the first 5 minutes. And you know how our day was a little bit messed around. So you were incredibly generous with how you accommodated me being able to get the most out of the afternoon, which was fabulous. So, and really, I suppose on my application, I had said that we would like mentoring in how to scale. And that's true, in that we felt a bit like you said, Mark, that Mark said to you that you're working too hard. I felt like we were working too hard, not getting a big enough bang for our hours spent working. And so that's why I thought, oh, scaling is the answer. We need a mentor to teach us how to scale. But the big takeout I got from you, Abby, was really, and obviously you had done your homework on our business as well, and showed that, yes, we were trying to juggle six balls in the air at the same time with so many different sales channels. And your best advice was that we really just needed to stop and focus and really not drop five balls, but focus on one in particular. And I suppose when I look back at it now, it feels like, well, that's obvious, but we needed some fresh eyes on the business and to say, hey, what are you trying to do? Kill yourself by trying to juggle all these things at once. And so that focus word, you know, it was only that day that you said it. And then during the, you know, the next half hour, I started to identify what sector I felt that we should be focusing on. And gladly, Kathy felt the same when I got home and spoke to her. And so then with that great follow-up meeting we had with you, which was sensational, we have really tried to focus our energies on attracting food service more to our product rather than we have export sales and retail sales and manufacturing sales. But we have really tried hard to start a plan and put some strategies in place to work on how we can direct more towards food service. And, yeah, I mean, the event was in November. We've got Christmas. to be honest, Kathy and I are both at holiday, so it hasn't probably happened as quickly, but we have put lots of things in place already, and it's been really great to all the time keep in the back of our mind, or even in the forefront of our mind, that our focus is food service. Yes, we'll fix, so still service those other sales channels because they keep the lights on, so to speak, but our direction is much more generated towards that one focus now, which is fabulous. And that probably is the biggest thing that I took out of the afternoon, to be honest.
And it's so hard, you know. It's easy when you're on the outside to go, hey, you're doing all these different routes to market, you're doing all these different channels, and kind of we're like speaking to all these different people, hey, you should focus. And that's easy for me as an outsider. It's really hard when you're in it. You know, ironically, I've just come from a meeting with some of my team where we were working on our own strategy as a business, and we all came away from it and went, yeah, we need to focus a bit more. So I think, you know, all of us need to do it. All of us are guilty of it. But I do think, you know, it's that level of, I'm obsessed with the four disciplines of execution. And the four disciplines of execution looked at why can we have the awesome strategy and why do we not execute? And they looked at actually, you need to have the wildly important goals that make everything else easier or irrelevant. And those wildly important goals, if you have any more than 2 to 3, then your chance of achieving any of them starts to diminish down to zero. So how do you actually put back to having those couple goals? And I find it really challenging myself, but I know that, you know, from a sales perspective, it's one of the most important things that we can
to
do.
To keep revisiting.
I think that's interesting. And has it made you feel as if you've got a little bit more clarity and direction now as to where you're going for 2023?
I think definitely. Like we, you know, like you said, we have set goals that we would like to achieve, all based on that refocusing of our energies, I suppose. And we have, you know, set in place, you know, we've done some press releases already. We've engaged a group that are much more connected to the chef world to help us connect with them. And so we have, you know, put small things in place already, given it's only just February, that I'm excited about. I feel like it will all, by June, July, things will have changed a lot for us with our sales channels. So, yeah, I'm really excited. And I think you were able to just, sometimes it's just the few words, like the goals and the focus. You just, by revisiting those, it keeps you a bit more streamlined in where you're going.
Yeah, I agree with that. Actually, Mark, I was going to ask you on that note, did you feel by Mark Boris almost validating some of the expansion plans into the US and some of those sorts of, you know, big goals that you've got, did you almost feel that it gives you that extra bit of confidence to go execute it? Because like, yeah, I've run it past Mark Boris and he thinks it's a good idea, so let's do this.
Yes, I did. But I think exactly the same things that you were saying to Jenny, Abby, is what Mark was saying to me at the same time. It's interesting because when he said you're too busy, he said, look, it's all great to be, you know, talking about expansion and et cetera, et cetera. But look at the logistics of it all. If you move into the US, the market is 20 times bigger than what the Australian market's gotta be. So he said the potential there is enormous. But who's gonna look after the business at home in Australia? Mm-hmm. So how are you gonna manage all those things? And this was the thing, it was all a bit of a dream in a lot of the time saying, yes, look, we'd like to get bigger, we'd like to do this, we'd like to do that. But finding the right people, as Mark pointed out, no one can do the job as good as you. That's the simple fact of it. So you'll have to find someone who you can train to be you here in Australia to look after that market. So the whole focus thing is what you're talking about was exactly the same. And I looked at it and went, he's absolutely right, you know. And then he said, well, if you want to succeed in the US, you have to move there. And I came home and I spoke to my wife about that, and she said, well, no, not yet.
How did that go down?
Well, you know, she said there are certain areas that she'll live. You know, she'll go to Florida, but she's not going to New York. So it's all fun. And my daughter's all singing, all dancing, so she's happy to go to Broadway at any time. So she said, oh, no, I'm on board, because she's just turned 18 next week, so she's very excited. So, look, we're in planning for those sorts of things, but the focus is difficult. Like I said, that we've got one employee on at the moment, working part time, And we just get finding our feet because we've never really employed anyone in the business. So that's been, that's a different focus. And obviously, looking at another focus is just the time management and everything else. As the business is building, our time is becoming less and less. I'd love to have a holiday, Jenny. So you must tell me what they're like. They must be fun. No, we are planning a little getaway very shortly because we have been going pretty hard for the last 12 months. So that's another thing. But yes. You're right, it's how we move forward from here, and the focus is really the key. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of months to see how we travel.
Yeah. Well, I've got a recommendation for you. I just went to Fiji and the Wi-Fi was absolutely terrible. So I had a forced holiday. So I thought I was going to be away, but still do a few bits and pieces to keep a few things bumbling along. And whenever I tried to even just get an email, the Wi-Fi was so bad. So that's my recommendation because it's a
forced holiday. In Fiji too, Abby. So I agree. And the other benefit was having a business partner because honestly, it's really nice having a business partner where you can just click off and I don't have to worry about anything until you come home. And then you return the favour. So, yes, it was a bonus. But, yes, the no Wi-Fi was a bonus as far as having a holiday.
Yeah. My son did not.
Okay, lock me in.
So outcomes from this conversation, we're all going to Fiji. Got it.
Excellent. For the next meetup. Great.
And I guess the irony is that we actually do some expansion into the Pacific Islands, and Fiji, Fiji Rugby Union, and Rugby League, they are our customers already. So we do a little bit of business.
Deductible holiday.
Possibly, yes. That might work. That was the other thing, as we were talking to Mark about, was expansion into the Pacific Islands, because obviously the Australian government is keen to assist in that area. So. And we're happy to help. We obviously help them out a little bit with some of our other equipment. So it will work. But once again, that's another one that Mark said to me. Hang on a second. Let's just focus. Come back. You know, you're going in seven different directions here. You need to come back and say where's the specific focus is going to be. But you know, I still like a holiday in Fiji, so I think I can make it work.
Well, don't worry about what Mark says. We'll reconsider that one because holiday in Fiji sounds good. Was there anything that Mark said, and Jenny, I'm going to throw the same question to you. So is there anything that was like, that completely surprised me, or that kind of busted a myth that I'd always been told, or, you know, something that just almost, I didn't see that coming.
I don't think so. I didn't get that. I think that I researched him a little bit as well. So, you know, I've always been a little bit of a background fan. So I knew his history as well. And I thought he's going to ask me, because I remember he talked about in his book, he talks about how when he first started the business, he had to go and see Kerry Packer. And Kerry Packer really gave him a hard time and said, you know, what's your business about and sort of thing. And when he sort of said, trying to say, well, it's lending people money, you know. And Kerry said to him, no, it's dreams. Your dreams and expectations of what you're providing for people. And I think that I was ready for that one big question. I thought that's going to come, but it didn't come. So I guess that's the surprising thing. But I know that when we do business, you can sell a product. So Jenny would know the same thing. You can sell a product to anybody. It's the after-sales service that you provide is the key. And that's been the real background to our business. Is we've had competitors come and go that have tried to break into our business. But the biggest thing is what we do after we sell the equipment. And that's been the big key. And I spoke to Mark about that. And that's probably the hardest expectation to manage, because things can go wrong. It's what you do if things go wrong. So that was the other thing that we talked about. So no, nothing really. He didn't really throw any zingers at me, which were because I was a little bit on the edge, ready to go with them, but everything was just I just soaked it all in and said, okay, yes, that's what he did. Yes, I know where you're going. Yes, that's what I need to do. And as I said, and I took the opportunity and I implemented some of the things very quickly because I could see that was going to be the real structure to start moving forward.
Yeah, fantastic, Jenny. Anything for you that sort of wasn't probably, what you were expecting?
Yeah, the one thing that, not one thing, but I was pleasantly surprised, because I know when you asked me about what our goals are, and in the back of my mind, I wanted to say to you out loud, well, Abby, really, we want to try and sell the business in the next 5 years. You know, we've worked really hard for 10 years and we've just reaching the stage. And I thought you'd think that was a terrible thing to say when we'd come for this business mentoring day. But you actually said, oh, yeah, sure, good. Yeah, I'm feeling the same. Or, you know, that you everyone's trying to work about how to build their business to ultimately sell it. And so some of your advice on that was really great as well. So I probably was nervous to tell you that, but then grateful that I did say, you know, that was our ultimate goal as well. It's not our initial focus, but it is our ultimate big hairy goal, as you called it.
Yeah, and I think that ultimately it's important to understand what is, you know, the big hairy audacious goal. Like, what is it? Yeah. Because then how do you build the pathway towards that? Most people build a business to scale and ultimately sell, but for some people there's more lifestyle businesses and there's all different types of businesses and there's no right or wrong, but it's understanding that and what the goal is so that you can then build towards that. I think you've got to have all those pieces of information. I guess that's my, you know, 2 cents worth around, you know, I work with a mentor and I have to be brutally honest with her to get the most out of it, because if I don't say really like this is how I'm feeling or this is what I want to work towards or this is what I'm going to get, yeah, she can't help to navigate to that pathway. There. But I think that's a really good takeaway. And for people listening is, you know, almost don't be shy or don't be, you know, keep some of it in, because that mentor is there to help guide you see all those pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah, absolutely. No, for sure. For sure. And probably your ultimate advice or suggestion of the focus will definitely help that big hairy audacious goal for us, because the more restaurants that our product's in, the more people are tasting it, the bigger the company becomes, and then it becomes much more attractive to potential buyers. So yeah, I was really happy with that.
Absolutely. So I've got a final question for you, which is a bit of a cruel question, right? We've talked about a few different things that we've got out of the amazing experience and the day that we all had together with Qantas and Amex. If you had just one thing now that you're going to focus on, just one, because we've just talked about focus so many times, what would be the one thing, you know, that you're now looking to do? Mark, I'm going to start with you first.
All right. Yeah, look, I think that the biggest thing is that I'm going to get a bigger team, because once again, Jenny, it's interesting that you said, you know, you're building towards, you know, selling the business at some stage. We don't know what the end game is here. We've thought about that. And I've said to the accountant, how much do you reckon my business is worth? And every year he says it's worth a bit more. So that's great. But yeah, we're going to build a bigger team because I think at the end of the day, I'd like to be able to get to a situation where I was more of the managing director, maybe, or the guy who's a little bit less in hands involved, but has a good team that works underneath. And I think that's probably where we're going, because we can't keep building the business based on what we're doing now unless we get more people helping. And I think that's probably the goal where we're going. We don't want to get too big. It doesn't want to become unwieldy. I like the personal service. People still ring me and they'll just say, hi, how you going? Look, I got this thing. And they nearly expect me to know who they are just by talking to them on the phone. So I think that's good, because they think that they're getting personal service from us. But I think we need to build and put the right people in, but maintain the same personalized service if we can. I don't know whether that's possible. I'm sure to a degree it will be. But that'll be our next challenge, I think. So one to take up. And just before I go, Jenny, I was lucky enough to spend a bit of time with Abby as well, because you were running a little bit late due to unforeseen circumstances. So it was great, Abby, to catch up with you as well. And you are superbly friendly. Once again, I had the same vibe from you as well. And it was great spending the time. And lastly, thanks to Qantas, they looked after us. The hosts at both the lounges were absolutely superb. So I think it'd be remiss of me to let this podcast go without giving Qantas a bit of a rap. They treated us like superstars, and it was a fantastic day from that perspective. So thanks to everybody that was involved.
I've got to say, going into now a business class lounge is not quite the same, because we got such amazing, incredible service and experience, and it was kind of almost like being a VIP celebrity. And now when you go in, you're like, hang on, where's my entourage? Do they not know that I'm here? Where is it? So I do feel like I love a Qantas business lounge. I do feel like now they just, it was so good that now you just can't live up to it again.
Yeah, I agree. And the photographer following us around, we were real rock stars for the day, let's be honest.
Yeah, that was quite entertaining, walking through an airport with a photographer sort of snapping. It almost looked like there was sort of a celebrity going through, and you know, we could just pretend that was us for the day.
Yeah, well, it was good for the day. Yeah, back to real life.
So Jenny, your one thing, so we both, you know, we all talked about focus, what's the sort of one thing from here for you?
So you know, we've chosen our area of focus, so really, it's almost like Kathy and I remind ourselves every day when we get together, okay, but we've got to remember, we're not going to chase retail stores today. We're focusing on chefs. And so we've done things like signed up for the next food service trade show, which is mostly focused towards chefs. And we've, like I said, we've signed up with a food expert, I suppose, that it channels more chefs, or she has greater contacts with high-end executive chefs. So that's been a good start. And I feel like we are also, you know, we've become braver at just bowling in and speaking to the chefs, or asking to speak to the chefs, or sending them a fancy sample so that they can see our product in their hand before, you know, we have to do any explaining, and just be brave and bold and just go for it, with the theory of, well, there's nothing to lose. And yeah, so I guess just reminding ourselves every day that we're together, that is our direction now, is enough to, I don't know, I think it'll really work.
I love it.
I also would like to repeat all of what Mark said towards Amex and Qantas, because despite my day going a little bit pear-shaped, it still was amazing, and I was incredibly grateful for everyone there and to have such a experience. I'm not sure that I'll get into business lounges again, but but it was a lot of fun.
You just need to work on your points. Come on. That was a big takeaway for me on the day. I was like, right, how do we work the points? Just for everyone's reference.
If you need me, I'll be in the Qantas lounge heading to New Zealand early March.
Fiji.
Fiji, yeah. For everyone's reference that is listening or watching, the reference to the day going not 100% according to plan was that there was really, really, really bad weather and winds and so on in the morning that obviously nobody can control except for the weather gods. And Jenny's flight, unfortunately, was a little bit delayed. And therefore, we sort of had a little bit of a later start with Jenny, but that was okay because we made up time. I ended up staying on with Jenny a little bit longer. We caught up afterwards. So, yeah, there was a couple weather factors that nobody can control, but we kind of didn't let it get in our way. We kind of carried on anyway.
No, absolutely. No, it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it.
Amazing. Well, thank you both of you for coming on the podcast and unpacking your journey from the mentoring experience. Likewise, shout out to Qantas and Amex for such an incredible and unique experience for their Qantas Business Rewards cards holders. Next time any of you see a competition, all of us have just got to enter, because clearly, you know, we've all got a shot.
Got to be in it. I'm in again.
And thank you so much for coming on, guys. We will put the links to Jenny and Mark's businesses in the show notes. I highly recommend Black Garlic on Pizza. I'm going to shout that out and say that that's gone down well in our family. So there's my
good on you, Abby. Well done.
Recipe recommendations. Links will be in the show notes. So if any of you want to check out a little bit more about Jenny or Mark's businesses or connect with them, the links are there for you guys to connect from here. Thank you for coming on the podcast, guys.
Fantastic.
Thanks so much,
Thank you, Abby.
Take care.
3, 2, 1.
Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to receive the inside scoop on what is working right now in our highest performing campaigns, and likewise, what are the pitfalls to avoid directly to your inbox, then simply visit insidescoop.salesredefined.com.au to make sure that you receive our fortnightly newsletter with everything that you need to know to stay ahead of the pack directly to your inbox. And finally, before you leave us, don't forget to subscribe to Redefining Sales Podcast so that you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed it, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a comment or perhaps share it with a friend or colleague who you know would enjoy it. We'll see you next time.